Ladies and gentlemen, number 55 of your Pittsburgh Steelers, Mr. Arthur Moe!
What's up?
Arthur Moe, man, I gotta tell you, you know, I was nervous, you know what I mean? I was nervous, and I won't say why I was nervous, but last year when you were on Bubba's show, good things happened during the playoffs.
Okay,
when you were not on Bubba's show, not good things happened. I'm just leaving it at that, but here you are, which means good things are about to happen.
Why'd you wait so long to call me then, baby? If that was the case, you could have called me last week.
Wait a second. I've got text to prove it.
Arthur, he said he's been reaching out to you and you've been ducking him.
What? That's crazy. That is crazy. He knows for a fact I clear my schedule for him.
Yeah. Listen, me and Arthur are brother. This is a true story. So we did, Santonio Holmes was in town and we both did this charity bowling event, right?
Right.
And they wanted us to come up with like a big introduction when we came out. So it may have been like, you know, something silly, right?
Yeah.
The greatest bowler of all time. And everybody that was doing it came out. And when they introduced me, I was like, he's better than Arthur Moats.
hey, Bubba. I really can't remember the final score, but who won that time between me and you? I just can't remember all the way.
I'm sure he's gonna say himself because he loves himself.
No. I can assure you, it was not me.
Exactly.
I think I think Arthur. In fact, to be specific, I think I finished last.
He's cracking up. I love it.
We have a blast together. So listen.
He knows how corny you are. I swear he knows how corny you are.
We're brothers from another mother. So Arthur,
no question.
So how was that extra week off? Did that extra week off just give you a chance to like get mentally prepared, physically prepared, get a little healthier, get rid of all the, or would you have rather just move, just keep playing? What was better for you?
No, honestly, I feel like in our situation, the bye week helped us out a lot, especially, you know, with some guys coming back from injuries. But from a self-scout standpoint, it helped us out a ton because we had errors that we didn't have a chance to get cleaned up during the season when you're, you know, starting on a game plan for that next opponent that following week. So it really gave us a chance to clear up some stuff that's kind of been lingering. And I feel like it's definitely going to help us out even more on Sunday.
So, Arthur, I saw a story that this upcoming game on Sunday is the coldest game the Jacksonville Jagoffs will ever play in.
Man, well, you know, they're a Southern team, but when it comes to the temperature and stuff like that, I feel like, you know, they still have a good amount of guys who played, you know, up north and things like that, whether it's in college or earlier in their career. So I don't think it'll be that big of an issue for them. But at the end of the day, I do know this, when you're getting hit hard and you're getting beat up on, it always feels a lot more cold. So I hope it's colder for them than it is for us.
Exactly.
Ask the Miami Dolphins from last year, right?
Exactly.
So how does football change for you when it's going? I mean, regular season, it's the grind. It's week after week, week after week, week after week. You know what the next week holds. You know when you're going to have off. You know when you're going to be at practice. You know when you're going to have meetings. But this is a little bit different because, you know, it is a sudden death elimination at this point. So is the sense of urgency has to be through the roof.
Well, you know, I'll say this. The sense of urgency is definitely through the roof, but I'll say that the coaches have done a good job all season stressing the importance of every game mattering, because we said back in June and May when we were starting OTAs that we didn't want to just make the playoffs. We felt like every year that we made the playoffs, we had to go on the road, we struggled a little bit later on. So our thing was, we have to make sure that we're having our best records that where we can have an opportunity to have home field advantage. And, you know, we ended up being the 2 seed, but I felt like they did that early on to get in our mind that it didn't matter what game it was, what time of year it was, it's a big game for us. So we don't feel, I guess, any different going into this game with you know, it being a sudden death game, because we've already felt like that for the past 7, 8, 9 weeks. You know, we always knew that we had the key winning, right?
So
that was a good job by the coaches.
I still can't picture this, and you know, I try to watch, right? I try to watch intently, and it's hard to watch when you're at the game, so I try to watch when I watch the games on TV, because you're the happiest, smilingest, like fun-loving, laughing guy I've ever met. I cannot even begin to imagine what it's like when you're angry, when you just want to hit somebody. I can't even envision it in my brain. So I'm trying to, like, show a close-up of Arthur after he sacked the guy. Please show a close-up of Arthur. I want to see him mad.
Do you physically and emotionally in your brain how do you pump yourself up for that? Like, what do you do? Do you think of something that just angers you?
No, honestly, man, I'm always hyped, so I don't need any extra motivation in terms of getting hyped. And at the same time, I feel like it's crazy when you smack a guy and you're smiling at him. You see a person get hit and they're like, oh, that guy's big and angry. But when you get hit in the face and that guy's like, smiles, like, oh, he's really crazy. I personally, I like that mentality better. I like that, man, you could just talk all game. I'm going to talk back to you, hit you, and then just smile at you the whole time. And it's like, you know what? I'm feeling good today. Like, that's just how it is.
That's but awesome.
That's how I've always been, man.
Yeah.
I love everything about it. We're fired up for you. I mean, obviously, 105 Heinz Field. It is going to be cold. Ready? Short sleeves or long sleeves?
Come on, man. Gotta be short sleeve, man. If you catch my door with a long sleeve, man, y'all need to just take my game check and send me back home to Virginia, man. I would never be out there on the field in long sleeves. Can't happen, won't happen.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, well, here's the deal.
The standard is the standard. Come on, man. You know that.
Listen, I just had to ask. I'd wear short sleeves too. No, I wouldn't. I'd be in long sleeves.
Would they let me
play football in a flannel?
No.
All right. Well, you've got to go practice.
No. What you can do is this. Flannel, but you got to cut the sleeves off.
Sleeves off. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, your chest, but a sleeveless flannel. You can do that.
All right. I'll wear it.
Other, stop ducking him, please. When he texts you, just text him. He cries. He whines like a little child.
He's our brother.
He's not responding to me. He doesn't love me anymore. It's just, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah. Well, listen, we know you.
You know we got history. You know we got history.
Yes.
Come on, baby.
Listen, Arthur Most, number 55, the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're getting ready for the game at 105 on Sunday. We're going to let you go. We know you're on your way to the facility. Have a good, healthy practice. Stay healthy this weekend. Bring home a victory, because 1 week from today, we need to talk again. Deal?
Hey, you're absolutely right. But I will say this. Next week when we talk, you do need to look me in my eyes and tell me that you want me as well. Because you didn't tell me that. And I see you plenty of times.
I love this so much right now.
I won't tell you this.
I'm fully expecting you to look me in my eyes and tell me that, all right?
I've got 1 week to get myself mentally prepared. How about that? All right, man, drive carefully and have a good game. Bring home a victory against the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday, man.
No doubt. Appreciate you. Good,
I love you.
You didn't
you didn't tell him you loved him. I loved him.
I love you, Arthur, but I'm saving the want you next week.
Oh.
You are. We'll love you too then, Bubba.
Arthur Most, number 50.